Hello, Sagittarius friends. I'm Annie Botticelli, and welcome to my Sagittarius May 2024 astrology horoscope forecast. I am so excited about this month for us. We've had a string of Aries planets for March, April, May, the Aries eclipse. All of this in fire has been lighting up everything in our lives. I'm so excited to share the things that I see as possibilities for us in May. I'm also a Sagittarius, and one of the biggest pieces of news is that our ruler Jupiter is changing signs. This only happens once every 12 or so months, and it's happening now, and it's moving from a sign that was at an awkward angle for us into a sign that will enhance our fire and bring magical things. So we're going to talk about all of this and more. This is for you, as Sagittarius is your sun sign, your moon sign, your rising sign, or any other Sag placement you're listening for. What I'm going to talk about here is part of your astrological picture. And if you're a very late degree Sagittarius friend, I am there with you. So birthdays around December 15th through the rest of the sign, or Sag degrees, 23 degrees through the rest of the sign, I suggest you additionally listen to my Capricorn report, as your very late degree friends will benefit from both readings. Okay, so we have so many things to discuss, things I mentioned before, and also a full moon in our sign. So excited. Okay, so let's just get right to it. The first thing that I want to talk about has to do with this fire frenzy. Continuous fire frenzy. We've been having a lot of short and long-term Aries planets. This is fantastic news for Sag because any transits through fellow fire sign makes the most wonderful aspect in all of astrology called the trine for us. That means every planet that's in the sign, which is Aries, Hygieia, transiting North Node, Mercury, which also did a retrograde there, Chiron, Eris, which has been there forever, will be there for a long time. But still, we've got short and long-term planets in this beautiful configuration, including now, as of this month, Mars. Mars is the ruler of Aries and is really happy and really rambunctious there. So we're going to talk a lot about this fire frenzy and what it can bring for us and what we can do with it. But I want to give three pieces of important general information that will help us use this more. The first thing is that this month, we also have way more sweet aspects compared to what I call the salty ones, which is when the planets don't get along. So the planets are really getting along this month. We've got so many awesome aspects just dotted throughout the month and clustered in certain segments. And we've got just a couple that are mischievous and annoying and a few that can go either way. And I will mention those as well. But really an overall very positive, very robust, very active and action-oriented month. And this is very exciting because Mercury has been retrograde in April, and although we had a lot of fire energy there, including this glorious eclipse in Aries, which if you haven't listened to my March and April report or looked into my eclipse work, you definitely want to understand this, because since early 2023 into May or into middle 2025 with us here at the midpoint now, we are in an Aries Libra eclipse cycle, which is in a fabulous angle for Sagittarius. So if you go to anniehelpsyou.com/eclipses, you can see more about that, because even though they happened in March and April, the storylines from them will continue. They'll start to fall more into the backdrop at the end of May into June, but still here in May, they're very, very ripe, very, very relevant, and you will want to understand those more. And we can't get into it now because we've got too much to talk about, but if you go to anniehelpsyou.com/eclipses, I will tell you which videos to watch for each sign to get up to speed with what those storylines are. But suffice to say, for our purposes here, really great aspects, really new things coming in, autonomy awakening, relationships changing. Hopefully this has been vital change and positive change, even if there was some mischief on the way. So all of that's happening. But what has been difficult is that with all that fiery energy, we had Mercury retrograde from April 1st until April 25th. So it was really difficult to do anything other than actions behind the scenes or things closer to us with some of that energy, because Mercury is bringing everything inward and backward. But every day we march into May, until we get to the middle of May, around May 14th, we're getting out of the fog of Mercury retrograde, and it will be so much easier to be productive with that Aries energy, to be forward moving for the things we've been working on in the backdrop for a couple of months, to really start showing up in the outside world. And it's going to be very, very exciting. And if you have to make any big decisions, big purchases, sales, commitments, events, travel plans, all of those things, mid-May through around mid-July is our biggest and last big window, because we've got a very retrograde year after that. At the end of the year, we even have Mars retrograde, and that's a whole other story. We'll talk about it when we're closer there. But suffice to say, you want to take advantage of this window. And if you're interested in the retrograde direct calendar, how I always talk about this, when you go to AnnieHelpsYou.com, look for the Secret Star Portal. And in there, I do have the whole 2024 retrograde plan and direct planning calendar. So if that's helpful to you, I always talk about them in the videos, but if you want it further ahead, you can go there. Okay, so let's go back to talking about this Aries energy. So we know we've been like a bull in a china shop, and what this has brought, as if you haven't noticed, is obsession. There are things that you have been obsessed with, March, April, May, and this could have to do with hobbies. This can have to do with something that you love to study, something that you love to create. This can have to do with your children. This can have to do with your true love, romance, things on your bucket list, theater, things that put you out, in front of people, anything that has to do with people seeing what you're good at and you just kind of going with your bad self with all of this fire. So, this Aries energy is super obsessive. It's ruled by Mars. Now, Mars, the ruler of Aries, is in this sign. And so that obsessiveness is not going to cut out anytime soon. You can be very productive with this. If you're listening to this early in April and Mercury's in retrograde still, you can be super productive with this. Just remember to try to avoid making big decisions that are life-changing, that are kind of permanent, and just kind of guide into things that you can do in the backdrop, guide into things that will build towards something that you're going to make a decision about, because you'll have more of that kind of commitment energy in May, especially towards the middle of May, where you can kind of see more further ahead, and things that were kind of a little bit foggy that you weren't sure about, things will start to get clarity, and the information from the eclipses will start to gel more, where all of the pieces that you need to make the decisions will start to roll in. Whereas if you tried to make a decision that was very final in April, every day you're getting new news that could counteract what it is that you're trying to do. So now in May, we have all this energy, inspiration, motivation, excitement, zestiness, boldness, innovation, all of this energy, expansion, amplification, initiation, we can put towards whatever we want. And it's going to be in this beautiful angle. So yes, it can be a little bit overstimulating, and a lot overstimulating. And that theme is going to be super strong this month. It's going to continue into next month as we have more energy in Gemini, which we'll get to. But yeah, overstimulation is going to be the key. So take care of yourself to help yourself not crash and burn. That's good advice for this time. If you're looking for love, if you're looking for expansion of love, if you're looking for true love, if you're looking to have love breathe back into your current relationship, if you're looking for improvements in your relationship with your kids, all of these things, including your creative expression, your other creative babies, all of this can happen. Some other great things that we can see from this stellium of Aries in this fifth house of Leo in this 120 degree angle can have to do with a surge of creative energy. So you can really start to initiate new artistic ventures that lead to the rediscovery of dormant talents or the discovery of new talents. This can also lead to romantic adventures, this rekindling the spark in existing relationships, passionate pursuits, and a lot of confidence in the arena of love. This can also have to do with taking the lead in love and creativity. So in matters of the heart, in matters of your creative projects, an increased willingness to put yourself out there. And especially as we get closer to the middle of May, it could be a wonderful time to really put yourself out there in greater ways. The transit can also boost self-confidence. So this is, something that can help you to showcase your talents and your abilities more openly and assertively and confidently, which can lead to recognition, which can lead to new opportunities. You never know where an opportunity is going to arise. And this is the kind of energy that is very present at this time, and it may show up in places where you don't expect it. So for instance, I just want to tell a quick story that I think is inspiring, that is in line with this energy. There was one time a neighbor of mine, I was over their house, our kids would play and would just sort of be in and out. And I was hanging out there, you know, just sort of in like a very relaxed mode. And they had a guest come in and they introduced us and said, "Oh, well, Annie's an astrologer." This is before YouTube. This is before astrology took over my life. It was sort of something that I did, but it wasn't like the big thing. So he said, "Oh, okay." And then he said, "Would you like to write a column for my newspaper?" And this was in Arizona. And actually, some people listening, you may have remembered that column, which opened up a whole new world of doing astrology and notoriety for my work. And it slipped in on me. But it was in a similar type of time frame. So, you know, with this type of energy where talents that I had were got to be released in a new way. So this is the kind of thing that may happen. It could just sneak in on you. Joy from children. So either your own or others, if you are in a role where you're working with children, or just your own inner child, like playful and engaging perspectives, the zest of life, you can probably hear it in my voice, just really coming back in. Also an increased appetite for excitement. So, you know, this is a time where if you're bored, you will break out of this rut. There is no doubt that even though we have a lot of Taurus energy too, which we will talk about next, this Aries energy will dominate, and the Taurus energy is super transitional, switching into Gemini, which is then going to be so crazy expansive. So yeah, this is definitely increasing your need for something different, your need for spontaneity. And even these Taurus placements, they are in your house of your daily routine. So there may be certain things that you solidify that are important wellness habits. Jupiter is finishing a tour since last May of 2023, until now, of trying to expand our health and wellness and our routines. So you may have really nicely solidified some things over this year, and you've got a little bit more of that juice left to put some things into practice as the planets, you know, are going to be direct, and all of this energy is strengthening into some long-term things. Then you can make some commitments for your health and your wellness and your practices, and also just expansion of your daily experience, you know, shaking things up a little bit or a lot. The energy that's happening now may spark some either competition, and that can be with other people where you have friendly competition that helps you to each reach your highest best, or it could just be you trying to best yourself and the things that you've done before. So, you know, this is just a very, very active, ambitious, motivated, inspired energy that is dominating this time. Another way that this Taurus energy can manifest is a really deep need to have some grounding practices to help you not get completely spun out by all of this active energy. Meditation, barefoot walking, you know, grounding Epsom salt baths, you know, or sea salt baths, anything, EFT tapping on a daily practice, listening to high level frequencies that are healing for you, just anything that helps you to ground. Maybe taking 10 minutes away from devices in between long stints, things like this. Again, the practices that make your life better and help you to do so much more from having that solid grounding cord. Okay, so before we move into the planets getting into Gemini and what that can mean, let's talk about what happens when Mercury, Venus, and the Sun are conjunct with Uranus, as they will be. May 13th, May 18th, May 29th, the Sun, then Venus, then Mercury will cross over this point of Uranus, the planet of surprises. This is one of the series of placements which I referred to earlier that could go either way. A conjunction is not inherently negative or positive, which ultimately I think even negative or difficult aspects can be positive. That's just my philosophy. But, you know, some are more notoriously challenged than others. But a conjunction can go either way. And this can go either way. So what we're seeing here is lightning strike, things out of the blue, you know, in money, in love, in vitality, in information. News can come and can shock you, but it could be good shock. It could be money that comes out of the blue, or it could be challenges in those arenas where it's like, oh, there's an upset or you get jostled. If there is something that comes in that's jostling and stressful, it will pass very quickly, very likely. And things will get back to normal, but just kind of look out for these spots during the month, because even though we have mostly super, very clearly positive aspects, we do have this line, the storyline of this zap, you know, and this is kind of going back to what I was talking about with zapping you out of your routine and just added lines of restlessness, because even the stable points here, which are the Taurus points, they're even getting zapped with this Uranus transit. So, you know, it's a very, very busy, active, overstimulating month. Okay, so now let's talk about Gemini. The sun will get into Gemini this month around the 21st. Venus will get there around the 24th. Mercury will get there not till June, but just very soon into June, just a few days around the 4th of June. So towards the end of the month of May into June, we've got this pile up of personal planets in Gemini. Busy, overwhelming, chatty, communicative, restless, driving here and there, talking, coordinating information, researching, disseminating information, teaching, learning, all of this. And then the big kahuna, Jupiter, our ruling planet. We always have to watch what Jupiter's doing very carefully. So on May 26th, Jupiter gets here and will spend until about May to June, I think it's June of 2025, lighting up our seventh house. So these Venus, Mars, and Mercury will light up the seventh house of relationships for the short term. Then Jupiter will come and spend a year there, expanding our relationships. So we've got an extra pile up in the short term that's grounding in this long-term storyline of expansion. So let's talk about the energy of expansion. Jupiter is the great expander. It's the great benefic, it's called. Something interesting about Jupiter that I learned in the process of writing my book, Planetology, was that people have always called Jupiter lucky and protective. And then I learned that astronomically, it actually is, because the gigantic gravitational force that Jupiter gives off actually protects the inner planets, the ones that are us, including us, that are closer to the sun from Jupiter, from having the outer planets smash into them. So it actually literally is protective. So things that people knew a long time ago, we have scientifically confirmed. And so this planet, our ruler, our planet, has this, you know, this signature. So there's this energy of expansion, amplification, and widening. And this is going to relate to two main areas. For everybody in the zodiac, it will expand Gemini, teaching, learning, commuting, you know, mobility, information transfer, information development, all of this type of thing will be, you know, supercharged. And if you are a Sag that loves to learn and loves to teach, you are going to enter a new level of what you do. It will be very overstimulating and you'll be very surprised at the output. If you think you are prolific already, then look at what happens over the next year. It will be quite something marvelous. And then specifically for Sagittarius, that Gemini energy is in the seventh house of relationships. So what kind of things happen in your seventh house of relationship? Support, protection, expansion, and additive. Okay, so think about the energy of something being additive. So let's say you're looking for your perfect partner. Jupiter can add your partner. Let's say you already have your partner. Jupiter can add an engagement or moving in together. Jupiter can add a child. Jupiter can add a marriage. So if you're already married, Jupiter can add more excitement, more work together or time together or projects together or getting on the same page together. So whatever you have already, Jupiter can add to this. This can be a renaissance of experience in your relationship, and not just romantic ones. This can add to your clients or your customers. If you're trying to build a business and you're trying to launch a business mid-May, June, fantastic. This will set a new 12-year cycle of building your clients. If you're starting something new, this is an amazing time. And I will tell you, the days around the 22nd, 23rd, there are some extra good energy. Not only do we have Jupiter and Taurus making a sextile to Neptune and Pisces, which is the biggest aspect of this month, we also have a series of other sweet aspects at that time. And something very, very important to us, which is the full moon in Sagittarius, May 21st. Full moon at 3 degrees of Sag. So if you've got to lock something in along the lines of this Jupiterian expansion, this relationship expansion, this building process, that could be amazing. You're out completely out of the web of the Mercury retrograde, and you've got all of this goodness, fruition, you know, completion. This can also be a time of, you know, embarking on a learning journey or a self-discovery journey or planning your next big adventure or, you know, having something really, really big happen. Now, everybody in the Sag spectrum can benefit from this full moon in the days around the 21st. But those of you who are early degree placements or who have any Sagittarius degrees near 3 degrees, you will get the biggest kiss. So these are our Scorpitarius friends, you know, 20th, 21st of November, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th, those days around there, 29th even. And the closer to around the 24th or so, the bigger you'll get a kiss from this full moon, but no one will be left out of it, and it's fully available for everybody to enjoy and use. As you can tell, I'm super bonkers over the top excited about this time for us, and hopefully it will manifest amazing things for all of us. So I've given you some dates that are relevant this month. If you love more dates and want to know the aspects and how they may manifest, then definitely sign up for my free VIP community at anniehelpsyou.com. Just put your name and email address there. And then when you're in the, you'll get the welcome letter. Then you click on the archives and you can put whatever month you're looking for and it will be there. Then you can access my secret star portal, which has all extra content plus early content plus my written horoscopes and so much more. And if you want to learn astrology with me, including my basics course or my Become a Professional Astrologer Mastery Certification course, you can up-level there. You can go to anniehelpsyou.com/eclipses to understand the eclipse rhythm that's at play. Even when we're not in eclipse season, you can see what storylines are happening for the years of each eclipse story. And for my easy access player, go to anniehelpsyou.com/astrology. And whatever is current, this is constantly updating. So my podcast playlist will be there. My video playlist will be there. And if there's any videos that need timestamp, it will be somewhere there. If you're on YouTube, make sure you click the bell, because that will be how you get my notifications right into your inbox. If you're subscribed but you didn't click the bell, then you might not be hearing from me. But if you click the bell, then you can. And you can always look in the notes underneath the podcast or the notes underneath the video by clicking the little more button underneath the video title and then clicking more again to reveal the notes. So I hope you have a wonderful month, and I'll see you next month. Bye.